I'd like to welcome to the studio Val Kirk. How are you going, Valerie?
Good, thank you. Trying to keep warm.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know, Valerie, most people do, for the longest time you were in the textiles workshop as a head of textiles in the ANU School of Art and Design.
Yes,
that's not the case now, though, is it? You have your own practice.
I left 2 years ago to take up new projects. I was very fortunate to have commissions, exhibitions, a residency in Paris. So I had wonderful things coming up, and I really just decided that at this time of life, it's a really good time to take the time to do the things you really want to get stuck into.
Yeah, and you were lucky enough to have started doing that before everything shut down.
Yes, I did have that time to travel, and this time last year was doing the residency in Paris, so lucky I got all of that in before we got locked down.
Yeah. Now, the real reason why I got Valerie in today rather than any other day is that you're working behind the scenes on a new exhibition at Craft ACT. You're the writer of one of the essays there?
Yes, I was very delighted to be asked by Craft ACT if I would write about Cassia Tonza's work. She is an artist from Adelaide, so I hadn't actually met Cassia. So we had phone conversations, and I looked at her work online and wrote the essay about her work.
So that's actually coming up soon. We're not quite there yet, are we? It's later in August when the show itself begins.
Yes, the show will open on the 27th of August and go through to the 17th of October. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the work in the exhibition. I feel like I know it really well because I've talked to Cassia about it and I've looked at the pictures on the internet, and I can really relate to the work as a kind of area of textile practice which is developing in relation to all the kind of themes in our lives just now.
So this is moving away from textiles as being purely functional, I guess.
It is. Although some of her pieces could be functional, the main emphasis, I think, is on a kind of tactile, sculptural, three-dimensional kind of work. So she creates, when you look at them, they're very colourful. They might look a bit chaotic. They're like soft sculpture. They might be wearable. Sometimes they're two-dimensional pieces. And she's also created a film. So like many artists now, she works across a range of mediums.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And once again, as you were saying, you've been able to get across a lot of her work online. But ultimately, this is going to be one of those shows where you really probably have to see it in the flesh to really get the most out of it.
I think so. One of the things that sticks in my mind is about a cloth that she worked on when she was doing 2 months walking in New Zealand. So she carried the cloth with her in her backpack, took it out, stitched around the campfire at night, added to it as the journey progressed. And she talked about how it, as well as the stitching, it gathered the kind of patina of smoke from the fire,
bit of dirt
from being in the backpack. And she said to me, you know, should I have washed it? And we talked about it and agreed that that kind of patina is part of the work, and it carries that story of being in nature, the experience that she had. So although I've seen pictures of the cloth, I know I won't really know about it until I see it in the gallery.
So that's later on this month. When are we starting?
Yeah, so we're starting on the 27th of August.
And of course, Craft ACT being what it is, there are actually multiple shows there. There's two other things happening at the same time. There's a Dan Lorimer show called Surface Vector, and also the Fink Jugs, the Alternative Jug Project. The first one being so successful, they decided to do it again, I guess. So I think they've got many of the same artists still involved in this.
Good.
We're talking with Valerie Kirk on Arts Cafe this afternoon, and we'll be back in a moment to find out more about what she's been up to in her time. In the meantime, though, this is Orquesta Típica Fernandes Fierro to answer the question about whether there's enough tango being played on Arts Cafe. This possibly is the answer to that. From the album called TICS, this is Pegue Sutren.
Y la yeca chutea, no vale tanto quemar crudo. Si la monada ya se declaró en fisura, compañero en trip anarco. Y dice pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la celda este verano, y dice pegue su tren. El artillero de reviente contra el palo, 100 pibes más ya son ruinosos, cartas del mal gastado corazón vencido, y ya va el parda en la segunda. Y dice pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la celda este verano, y dice pegue su tren. Después de todo se sabía de la historia que no era bueno ese billete. En el desván de la traición mostró baraja y el sospechoso a su veneno. Y dice pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la celda este verano, y dice pegue su tren.
Peg West, Sue Trend from Orquesta Típica Fernandez Fierro. We're talking with Valerie Kirk on Arts Cafe, and as Valerie said earlier on, she's been to Paris before the lockdown and after she left the ANU. What's all this led to?
Well, I had a wonderful time in Paris. I was so lucky to spend 2 months right in the middle of Paris, going to see exhibitions, looking in the museums, drawing, gathering information. And at the end of that time, I had an exhibition in the studio in Paris with a Japanese artist. Mm-hmm. And that work has really been the basis of some more work that I've continued here. And that work has gone out into the world, into exhibitions here in Australia and overseas.
Excellent.
So that was a really great experience. And some of the ideas have led me to look at some of that material here. I was interested in fossils and rocks, mm-hmm. and the kind, yep. of landscape around us. So I've been out drawing, looking at rocks, out at Googong Dam, at Campbell, at the base of the mountain, yep. the beautiful rocks there, working in drawing, collage, and working towards work in tapestry, which I'll eventually do.
But there's been a bit of a left-hand turn here in some of the things you're doing as well, by the sounds of things.
Yes, at the very beginning of lockdown, I had projects planned, but a lot of things were cancelled. They moved online or they're put forward to next year. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went, this is an opportunity to do something totally different. So I did an online course looking at nature, going out and drawing, coming back and collaging and printing in the studio. And I got so excited just about my neighbourhood, the piece of bush right beside me at O'Connor Ridge. Mm. The things I've taken for granted, the light, the weather, what's happening in the change of the seasons. So this has really started a whole new body of work.
And in a different type of a form, by the sounds of things.
It's very different. It's very experimental. It's things I wouldn't normally do. It's having fun, just enjoying being in the studio and doing whatever comes to mind, because it doesn't really matter at this time. You know, there isn't the pressure that there normally is to produce work.
And there's more time than ever.
There's a lot of time. And so I've really enjoyed that work. One piece will be at Craft ACT later in the year when they have the members exhibition.
Okay.
Other work has developed into small artworks that I've been selling. I've been fundraising for a charity that supports orphanages in Thailand, Hands Across the Water. So I've been selling work from the studio to support that organisation. And so it's been a kind of time of just enjoying new things, really.
And doing so at your own pace.
At my own pace and loving it.
That's terrific. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us today.
And, welcome.
Look forward to the show at Craft ACT from the 27th of August, and I'm going to have to dig around and have a look at that essay as well.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Valerie.